It's Thursday, March 8th, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. It's March the 8th, it's International Women's Day, and tonight in Dublin, a new website is being launched by the Institute of Designers in Ireland, aimed at encouraging women to take their place in the design industry. I'm joined on Skype by the president of the Institute of Designers in Ireland, Kim McKenzie Doyle. Hi Kim, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Con.
Kim, I'm going to ask you to tell us more about the details of this specific initiative. But first, I want you to, if you wouldn't mind, tell me a little bit about what's inspired this for you, why you felt the need to take up this mantle, and what is it about your own career in the design industry that has encouraged you to strike a blow for gender equality?
So starting out as a product designer, I was the first female designer hired in Design Partners. And it really kind of struck a chord for me. I was very much surprised to learn that there was I didn't know any other female product designers at the time starting out. So it really kind of took me a year, and I jokingly say, to kind of break the guys. There was a huge age gap. It was just me and I'd say about 15 to 20 male designers at the time. So it was a real struggle, and I have to say it was probably one of the hardest years of my life to kind of bring that gap closer and to form kind of mutual respect and to kind of have a voice in the room, because it was quite a culture shock when you're in a room and you're the only female there. Mm. So it was really difficult to find a voice and to develop even myself and my design skills in that environment. But shortly after that, and after a couple of years, I was there for 13 years. I grew up as a designer there and absolutely loved it. But in every project, I could see how different perspectives added value. And, you know, even doing the early research phases, and you're looking at projects, and you kind of see things in a different light to the guys, and you get this 360 degree view. It wasn't just one view coming from a guy. It was, you had that balance, the 50-50. So you picked up different perspectives.
It's true, Kim, and I've written about this recently in a blog post as well, that essentially the different perspectives you get from a more diverse and gender balanced team does make for a better work environment, a more pleasant work environment, and indeed a more productive one as well. I see that you've used a quote by a man called Michael Landell, who's done some research in this area. He says, teams with a male to female ratio of 40-60% are more productive and have more sustained results than unbalanced teams. That's not just wishful thinking, Kim. There's actual research behind that.
Absolutely. And I thought this was absolutely inspiring, because it was a male CEO, first of all, proving the fact that balanced teams were actually better performing. And it was an industry study rather than a research study. And what he did, it was really fascinating. He set up different groups. So a heavily male group, heavily female group, and then balanced teams. And every time the balanced team were more productive, more successful, had more successful outcomes, or were better and better projects. So it was just an absolutely eye-opening result. He proved it in his own company, and then had a base to kind of say that every team needs to be balanced, and this is why. So it really makes a difference to every company's bottom line. And I think especially when you're talking to decision makers, that's what will make change when it has a financial impact. So I think this study was groundbreaking.
Yeah, I refer to this in a blog post I published last month as well. And in fact, they were referring to the fact that when it comes to business, the business case for gender equality is proven, taken for granted. Businesses already get this in certain areas like academia, and while it's taking a little bit longer for the penny to drop. But when it affects your bottom line, or indeed your top line, in terms of productivity and profits, certainly I think people get it. But tell me about the situation, Kim, right now in terms of design. It's probably, I don't know, has it improved, first of all, since you first went to work as a designer? And are some sectors or some areas of the design industry more equal and more or more diverse than others?
Absolutely. It's certainly improved, but slowly. And the Irish design workforce is currently 25% female to 75% male, and that's including all the design disciplines. So when you get to more technical disciplines like product design, it's only 5% of women. Mm. And then in architecture, depending on which study you read, is 17 to 18%. And then obviously in VizCom or graphic design course disciplines there, it's much more balanced. And in fashion, then you actually have a more female bias.
So tell me about why design, Kim. How are you hoping to address this issue with your new website?
So why design is a platform aimed at second level female students, their parents, teachers and guidance counselors, all of those key stakeholders in budding young females designers decision making process of where they actually go to college. We're also going to have a nationwide view on all of the creative courses across the country, so give an unbiased overview of all of the colleges. It's been our experience that colleges tend to cherry pick around their region, and they don't really advertise all of the incredible creative courses that are on offer. So we're going to have one site where all of that is located, and we're also going to profile the amazing female designers that we have in Ireland. So we want to showcase these essential role models and highlight a little bit of their creative journey, how they got there, how they kind of started off their creative career, and then these budding female designers can take highlights and insights into their journey to help them understand how to get there. So if these role models aren't visible, how do we know that they're actually out there? So we want to provide this platform to allow these female designers to shine.
So you're having a launch event for it tonight. Tell me a bit about that. Where is it on? Who's going to be speaking?
Yeah, we're thrilled to launch the Why Design tonight in the Greenway, in the iconic offices in Stephen's Green, where we'll be having Oscar-winning designer Annie Atkins and Emmy Award-winning designer Chris Doe. So we were really keen on having a 50-50 panel to launch Why Design, because obviously the aim is balance. Mm. And we can't cut out men in the conversation. We have to have the majority involved. These are the decision makers that make the hiring or make many of the hiring decisions and can actually make and enable change with us. So we hope to bring this balanced voice and the viewpoint and really kind of learn what's important for these two incredible speakers, what's important about gender balance for them. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a panel discussion and really kind of introduce a very interactive kind of experience for everybody attending, where they can ask, obviously, the kind of key core questions to the speakers. And it's emceed by the incredible Aoife Dooley, who's a comedian and illustrator. And she, I'm sure, is going to put a very interesting spin on the evening. And we're really looking forward to getting this site live.
What's the address of the website, Kim?
It's www.ydesign.ie.
Kim, you're coming to the end of your term as president for a year of the Institute of Designers in Ireland. How's it been for you?
Oh, it's been a roller coaster. So it's on top of a full-time job. So I'm also head of design and innovation in a tech startup, Hub Controls. And so this has been on top and beside and over Hub now and again. So it's been wonderful for me. And in a couple of ways, it's been my connection to design, and it's wonderful to connect with the different types of disciplines in design in Ireland. So that's, I think, the key thing about the IDI. Mm. We represent product design to graphic design to architecture to fashion design. So its essence is building a creative community. So I really wanted to kind of concentrate on something that could really make a difference in the creative community, and two things I'm very passionate about is mental health and gender balance. So I was thrilled to have a National Day of Design in aid of mental health in November last year, and we're going to do it again this year. and then obviously to launch Y Design. So it was a really steep task I set myself because I'm also a mama too. So I was juggling a lot of balls. So I'm going to look forward to a little holiday, but I'm obviously still going to be very much involved in the IDI to keep these two initiatives going. So I'm looking forward to growing them and working with all the wonderful team in the IDI going forward.
Fantastic. Kim, thanks for joining us on the show.
No problem. Thanks so much, Con.
You're listening to the Black Knight Podcast. That was Kim McKenzie Doyle, President of the Institute of Designers in Ireland. Their new gender equality initiative is launched today, and you can find out more about it at whydesign.ie. This episode of the Black Knight Podcast is part of a series we're doing on women in entrepreneurship and technology. It's brought to you in association with .co, the domain name for entrepreneurs. .co names are on special offer right now for just $10.99 ex-VAT for the first year, and they come with membership of the .co membership program. Members enjoy access to industry events and networking functions and get access to special deals, as well as having the opportunity to promote themselves to the .co community. For notes on today's show and the links to subscribe for future episodes, go to blackknight.blog/podcast. Good day, Tath and Chachuin Marshin. Happy International Women's Day. Wemshe, Conam Winachon, Slán agus Benacht.